How are you, Terry?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing very well. Your job must be a huge challenge when you're trying to figure out your budget, especially when you don't know how much you're going to get and how much you're going to lose.
Well, right. It has been a challenge these last 8 years that I've been Secretary of State. But, you know, we looked at it, you know, over 8 years ago and said, hey, you know, times are probably going to be tough. So we've done a lot of consolidation and a lot of reduction in resources that we knew were coming, and then tried to find different ways to do business. For example, we're online. Hopefully a lot of your listeners here use our online services to get their tabs and other business done, and those cost us about half of coming into the branch office. So that's what we've done to be able to stay, you know, within our budget and, you know, worked really hard with the legislature.
Of all the business the Secretary of State's offices do, how much is via your website?
Well, to give you an idea, we do 20 million transactions a year, and the majority of that is tabs, you know, which is the lovely little sticker you put on the back of your license plate. And so that's what we went after first, to try to get that business down. And so we've done that now to the Internet, and we have almost 2 million folks using it online. And then also we have our self-service stations where you go in like an ATM machine at our branches, and you put your credit card in and out prints out a tab. And what's cool about those is that they're actually in vestibules outside of the office, so they're available 24/7. Because, you know, I know there's some people, not you though, of course, that kind of wait to the last minute, and but I'm sure it's not you. And this way they can go 24/7 in their pajamas at midnight if they want to go to our branch and get a tab. So that's what we focused on, is getting those transactions out of the office, and we've got almost 3 million of those out. And that's 3 million folks that aren't, you know, standing in line when you have to do that complicated transaction like a, you know, transfer of title or something along those lines.
How do you renew your tabs? Do you get in line or you do it online?
Well, actually, I do it by the mail.
Okay.
And, of course, a lot of folks do it by the mail also. I have done it at the self-service station. But I tend to be one of those folks that does it, you know, as soon as it comes in the mail, I'm paying
my
bills.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I am one of those people. Yes, I am.
How many branches of the Secretary of State's offices are there now in the state? I know there's at least one in every county in the state.
Right. When I came in, we had 178 branches, and a lot of those were one manager and one staff person. And those are very expensive to run, and they don't run well, because if you have somebody, you know, that comes in with a complicated transaction, unfortunately the rest of the folks have to wait. So one of the things that we've done is gone to a branch size of about 10 or 15 people with a manager, and then we get an assistant manager, and you can have a little more more folks that have been there for a while and have seen a lot of different transactions. And so now we're down to 141, and we're actually going to go down about 10 more before I leave office. And it's really worked out great. We call them our super and plus offices. And our super offices are also open on Saturday, and we have 5 of those around the state where you can actually go in on a Saturday morning. In fact, our ones in Detroit are pretty busy. People have busy lives, and you know they need alternative times to do their business. And we do about 1,000 transactions a day on Saturdays in some of our offices in Detroit. So we get them in and out really quick.
In your opinion, do we need more branches, and do folks want more branches?
Well, no. The reality is to have you never come to my branch. So one of the things we're doing right now is we're doing some upgrades to our computer system, and I'm hoping by the time I leave, or at least the next Secretary of State, we'll be able to do more transactions online, and part of that would be your title transfer and some of those other transactions that we don't have online right now. And then the other thing that we're doing is we also have a bill in the legislature to actually eliminate tabs. Tabs are old technology. The reality of sticking a little sticker on your plate are kind of old style. For example, the state of New Jersey has already gone to tablets. So what happens is when law enforcement pulls up behind you, they actually run your plate before they even see you. And actually, that goes on a lot right now. I hate to tell everybody this, but usually the law enforcement officer knows whether there's a warrant out for you or whether you, you know, have a lot of tickets. So I'm telling you something here, so tell the truth. And they know that before they come up to your car. And law enforcement likes that better. And so that's really the future, is to have them scan that in from far away and just forget the whole tab thing, because that information will come up on your report, whether you paid that or not.
Talk more about that bill. Where is it? Is it
Senator Papageorge has it in the Senate. It was in last session, of course, and that closed down, so we'll have to try again. But Senator Papageorge has been, from Oakland County, he's been very helpful on this and working with that. The reality is not everybody's hooked up to our system, and we understand that. Some law enforcement agencies aren't. But the reality is we'd save over $3 million a year just in postage mailing out those tabs. And then on top of that, all the people that, you know, lose them, forget them, or they fall off. And, you know, over time, it'd be a huge savings for us. And then all those folks that wouldn't have to come in. Now, obviously, we'd still send you a bill. You'd still get that in the mail, and you'd still have to pay it. But you wouldn't have to wait to get that tab back. And we really think that'll be a savings for the state of Michigan.
We're talking with Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. If we do go tabless, what will we get? A little receipt stating that we did pay for them?
Right. What'll happen is if you do it online, receipt will print off. If you do it through the mail, you'll have your check receipt, obviously. And so, yeah, that'll let you know that, you know, it's been cashed and you're fine. And also you can have the online service. We really think it's going to be a lot more efficient. And the reality is, as I said, half of our business are tabs. So if we get half of our business out of the branch offices, and you just had to go in for the other complicated ones, I mean, it would be a real reduction and a real time saving for folks.
Well, the Secretary of State's office also has upcoming elections. There are lots of ballot proposals. Should be pretty interesting for you and your staff.
Yeah, we still have the November election. That's November 2. And remind everyone to register to vote, of course, by October 4. You can do it at your local clerk's office or at any of our branch offices. Just come on in and we'll take care of you. No problems. And then also, too, we do have two ballot proposals this year. Actually, it's kind of low. Usually we have a few more than that. But I think with all the elections going on this year and so many primaries that's truly been the focus. The two ballot proposals are, one, the Constitutional Convention, whether we should have one or not. And then the second one is where the state constitution would prohibit someone who's convicted of a felony corruption charges while in elected office from serving in elective office for 20 years. So those are the two ballot proposals.
And what kind of prep does the Secretary of State's office need to do for these elections?
Well, it's pretty huge. I am the chief election officer for the state of Michigan, and all the local clerks work with us to do that. And since I've come into office, we've gone to one system in Michigan, the optical scan. So we purchased all the equipment for all the local clerks in the townships and cities. And then each one of them has to be trained, of course, and then we also have to print the ballots, and that's all done centrally, and the locals then take it and get it printed. Between the ballots, the machines, the training of the clerks, getting the information out to the voters, which, of course, is very important. And we have a great website at michigan.gov/SOS where you can go online, put your name in. It will print out where you vote, how to get to your polling place, what your ballot looks like, so you can actually take the opportunity to look at your ballot before you go in and make your decisions. So a lot of great information there, and so all of that has to be put together. And then I just go out and talk to the clerks and talk to the community and get people interested and excited about voting.
Well, Terry, the end of your term is near. It's
right.
December, because of term limits. You need a job.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a great experience for the last 8 years, and I just want to thank all the folks out there for the support. I've enjoyed working with them. It's been a wonderful time. I have some great people at the SOS who have done a great job. I thank them for working with me, and I'm just proud of what we've been able to do at the Department of State. But we'll find something else for me. Like I said, I've enjoyed this opportunity, and I'm sure there'll be another one around the corner.
I've heard you're going to run for office. Is that true?
Well, obviously not this time, because it's November. It would have to be a couple years from now. We'll see. You know, I just turned 50, and last time I checked, it's very young.
Sure it is.
There you go. And so I feel I have, you know, a few more years in me yet that I could give and serve, and I enjoy it. I enjoy working with the people and listening to their comments and, including them in what we do. In fact, a lot of our ideas have come from our constituents out there who suggested ideas. So it's just been a great experience to work with them.
And, Terry, before we let you go, I know that you are very proud that the Secretary of State's office statewide is going to be involved in a huge charity project.
Oh, right. That's right. The Harvest Gathering. We work very closely with the food banks in Michigan to help those in Michigan that are having tough times. And as we all know, that's been going on for the last few years. And so we're going to have our branches available to drop off any food items at the branch. We want it to be canned goods. It can't be perishable items, but canned goods. So if you can bring that in over the next few months, and then we'll bring that to the food banks around Michigan, and all that you donate will go to the folks in Michigan. And then, of course, the other thing that we do organ donation. And just want to remind folks, too, to sign up and get that heart logo on their driver's license and give that gift of life. So we've got two ongoing projects this fall, and hope people will sign up to be an organ donor and to donate to the food banks.
Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.